Take one, action.
Hey, hey, good people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes.
I'm like, who is Angela? I don't know who Angela is.
Philip is her husband.
They somewhere in the lot.
Charles is her son.
I think she actually has a son named Andrew.
She does.
So I think that's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
But, you know, I will say one thing. But my brothers out here that are niggas.
That means y'all hood ones. And hey, that is not by color.
Yeah.
That's all of y'all out there that act like y'all ain't got damn piece of sense.
Okay, none of it. Y'all probably ain't listen to the podcast. So I don't know.
Y'all probably can't spell.
I'm saying.
Lord help him.
I told you that
he's
gonna like us
or hate us. Either way, there's no medium. I will say one thing. In the book of the player or the nigga, now, I will say Prince Philip has literally written and lived the book.
Oh my God.
Now, when it come down to just being dick, and the woman taking care of you, he made that look easy. Like, he ain't just laying up at the girl house and she bringing him some stuff from Piglet with like a bologna sandwich. This man got the woman gave him a whole kingdom.
Mm-hmm. And she gave him Prince Philip. No. He was already Prince. Wasn't he?
Duke of Edinburgh.
There we go. Duke of Edinburgh. He got Duke of Edinburgh. You can't tell me he didn't read the book quite twice, front to back, left to right, around the corner.
In case y'all were like, what the hell is PB talking about? Now, for some of us that pay attention in school and know how dynamic things work, he's called a consort. Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all read your Bibles, I know it's a terrible transition. I'm so sorry. But if you read your Bibles, believe he's in Numbers.
Get you a PB, I'm telling you.
You know, you gotta be duality is good for you. King Solomon was a king, and wherever he was king at, it ain't important. King Solomon. So, if y'all remember the story of Queen, is it Sheba? What was her name? Queen Sheba. In the book of Numbers. Anyway, so Queen Sheba was the consort of King Solomon. So in case y'all didn't know, King Solomon had all these different wives, and you know, it was a hip dynastic flow of the royal line and everything like that. But a consort is essentially either if you're a dude, you're giving out the free dick. If you're a woman, you're giving out the free
poo-nanny.
Poonanny.
Poonanny. How do you spell that?
I don't know, girl. That's from y'all young folks out there.
If you know how to spell poonanny, let us know in the comments.
Matter of fact, $15 gift card to Victoria's Secret. Now, I ain't gonna get you nothing.
Hey, you know what? We can start doing that. All right, cool.
I will put that out there for you.
$15 gift card. So whoever learns can tell me how to spell poo nanny.
First.
In the comments.
First.
Boom.
And we got to look up Urban Dictionary to make sure.
Exactly. And then you got to tell me what it means and what's the origin.
It's going to be a whole paper for a $15
gift card. $15 gift card. You don't just give away stuff on this show. You got to work for it. But you still will get one. But you still gotta work for it. You don't just get it for free.
I'm done.
Okay. But that was a whole segment on the royal line.
So the ultimate question was, do you want to get married? My answer was yes. Lady D's answer was possibly, maybe, could be. PB's answer was, you know, maybe, possibly, around the way with Lil Kelly and Boob Tommy.
And the Russian. And the Russian girl.
So, y'all let us know in the comments, do y'all want to get married? Because I am most definitely interested in knowing the answer to that. Now, so, we all know marriage is about give and take. Not even marriage. Relationships in general are about give and take. You want to, you know, have one person that's strong in this area. Strong, I guess, good balance. So I'm assuming that what I'm trying to get to is, what is the worst job you've ever had in your entire life? Why?
Being a boyfriend.
Oh no!
But you didn't. Well, I was about to say you didn't get paid for that, but then again.
That's the point.
You know what? The worst job I have ever had in my entire life was an ice cream shop.
All the 32 flavors.
I hated every ounce of it.
If you got that, let us know.
See, this is why these are the people who do the podcast. Every ounce of that ice cream shop. And you know what? The reason I hated it is because it was awful. Every part about it was awful. It could be because I was young and because I just, you know, was doing it just to, you know, get a little money on the side or whatever. You know, I was in high school. Yeah, I was in high school. And I feel like, I don't know. I did not like any of it.
And quick segue. Jazz, from being her sister, she has had, you can count on more than two hands how many jobs she's had, because she started working, freshman year of high school?
15, I was 15.
When she got her first job and has not stopped. This grind is real out here in these streets with this one, all right? The grind is real. So don't let her fool you, okay? The grind is real out here. And she out here getting these dollars. Alright?
Shout out to Lady D.
She talking about I'm rich. No, baby, you rich.
Grind is real.
Grind is real, and it is not going to stop out here.
The grind is real. Now that's a wonderful segue for me to say. I've had a bunch of jobs, no careers. I am still searching for my career. Even in my current position job, although I hate every ounce of that as well. I don't want to be that negative Nancy, because there's always something to learn in every situation. From the first job that I've ever had that I have said that would be my worst job, I still learn something from it. I learn how to scoop ice cream. I learned something. Whether that something that I learned is beneficial to my life or not, I learned something. In my current job, I am learning every single freaking day about how business works. Y'all, if y'all follow me on Instagram at all that jazz, that's ALL.THATT.JAZZ. I also have spoken about Prince Donnell. Prince Donnell is the husband of Dana Chanel, who is the CEO of Curl Bible. And he said that even if you, well, he made a post on Instagram, and it said that even if you don't like the job that you're in, there's still something you can learn from it. Learn about their business processes. Learn about how they treat their customers. Learn about how they track their customers. How they provide the services to their customers. Why? Because if you ultimately want to be an entrepreneur, these are things you're going to have to learn. When I heard that, I was like, you know what? Hot diggity damn. That's a good point. Because I want to ultimately be an entrepreneur. And in order for me to be successful as being an entrepreneur, I got to have customers. Yes. And so in order for me to be successful and you know, provide those customers with the things that they want, I need to learn how these processes work. So you know what I do every day now that I go into the job that I still don't like? I learn about the business. Mm-hmm. I learn about who they have for their the terminals that they use to service their customers. The people that they like, the vendors that they have. Like, I learned about the business side. How do I do that? I simply just type it in. and all of the stuff that I need is literally right there. And I learn, I take these information and I'm like, okay, well, these are the people kind of like, if I know that I'm going to need, like, you know,
supplies
or whatever, I can say, okay, well, this is the person that this company uses and it's worked well for them. They're a multi-billion dollar company, you know? So take that information, y'all. If y'all are currently in a job that you don't like and you can't wait to get out of, what can you learn in that situation? Like, what can that job teach you? What about y'all? What is the worst job y'all ever had? Other than P-Bid, who said being a boyfriend.
That's it.
And he is not ashamed.
I was like, you got a second answer over there.
He is not ashamed of it.
Oh goodness. Mine, I was a delivery driver for food. Well, like one of those, like before it was big, like it is now. And I did it for 2 weeks. Like, I don't, to the, like, that's not even worth putting on anything because, like, I don't even know if they got me on the payroll good enough. before I left. You know, that was just, it was really just, I was trying to make, in college, trying to make some more money and trying to, you know, find my own place to live and stuff and to be able to afford it, so. Trying to find as many jobs as I could, and that one landed in my lap, and I threw it right back. Because that was a miss.
I take back my ice cream shop job. Lady D reminded me that I had one job that I didn't payroll. So I worked at a company that's not even on my resume, so we not even gonna mention the company. But I worked there in between my favorite job in Florida and my new job in my new city. So what happened, y'all? Here's the story. So I worked there. I got this job. I got my life insurance license through this company. And see, always learn something. Got my life insurance license through this company. I went ahead, got the business, got started. And then I was like, you know what? I was on the, like, you have to call these leads. So if y'all can't tell, it was a insurance company. So you have to call the leads, you know, set the appointments. This is then the third. Jazz is not cut out for that. I call these people, set these appointments, this is then third. 90% of the things, none of them were there. So y'all know what Jazz did? I stayed there for 2 weeks, maybe three, maybe even a month. I stayed there for a month. Friday afternoon, I gathered up all of my stuff. I politely drove back to Georgia. I went to my dad's house and I did not return back. I moved out, like, I got all my, yep. Sure did. People are looking at me like I'm crazy. Yep, sure did. I gathered up all of my things that Friday afternoon. I left and I did not return.
No.
Nothing. I hated every ounce of that job. That's how I know that that's my worst job. See, that's how bad it was. I forgot about it. I gathered up all of my things that Friday afternoon. I put myself in my vehicle, and I drove to Georgia to my daddy's house. And I went to my and I went in my room at my daddy's house, and I found a new job. Sure did.
Yeah. See how she went from one ship to another one. She went from one ship to another one. She ain't just floating in the ocean for a while.
She better than me, because sometimes I put myself in situations I'm just like, this quick segue, but if I don't like a job and I know and it's taxing on me mentally and physically, I leave.
That's because Lady D is That's because Lady D is spoiled rotten, and her parents have afforded her the opportunity to be able to be like, F you.
The lies that she spews, because we have the same parents. So,
but see, the reason I know that this is the case is because I ain't never had the opportunity to be like, I hate this job, I quit.
You, because you feel like you can't. Like, you don't want to put yourself in that situation. I'm okay with doing that.
We know it's because she's spoiled rotten.
No, because even if I don't, I mean, I have a plan, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Even if I'm...
It's called dad.
The plan. Like, your plan isn't the same.
Hey, you're not talking about me.
Because then you just say you packed up and went to dad's house. Like, so I'll sit here and give me that.
Alrighty, guys. So before we go, I do want to leave y'all with Confucius. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. All right, guys, and of course, I'm gonna link all of my beautiful social media handles in the description. Make sure you stay inspired. I'll see y'all next week. Keep shining, loves. Peace.